We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back. AMR studio at Petco Park. Padres Social Hour presented by United. With Mike Grace, I'm Jesse Agler. We just talked a lot about the big 7-0 win over the Texas Rangers, which was a lot of fun last night. That's a nice way to start a homestand. And we're going to turn our attention briefly, though, a little bit off the field. It's not totally off the field. It's kind of off the field. The San Diego Padres, I imagine most Padre fans, particularly those who watch this show, and those are your hardcore diehard fans, they have heard of the Padres, but they may not know everything they need to know about the Padres. This is my second season here. Mike's been here forever. Mike was on the pod squad the last time the Padres won the pennant. So Mike is, but I'm new, right? This is my second season with the Padres, my second season in San Diego, and one of the very first groups I was introduced to were the Padres, and the way they made me feel welcome and at home was incredibly special. So I, on a personal note, am very appreciative for everything that they do, and the current president of the Padres, Stevie Vigevino, is here, and Stevie is going to tell us a little
good
bit more
you.
About this. Thank you very much, Stevie. Welcome, first of all. Thank you for coming by. And so let's start here. For someone who has never heard of the Padres, somehow, shame on you, the brief overview.
Have you?
Yeah. let everybody know who you guys are and maybe more importantly, what you're all about.
The San Diego Padres were founded in 1972, actually, by players' wives. And they retained that for a couple of years, but as MLB players gained more and more visibility, the wives wanted a little more privacy. And so gradually it became a fan club, predominantly, in fact, exclusively women for a number of years, and then men were added. And we incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit in 1981 and have been loosely affiliated with the Padres throughout the years. The Padres have been good to us, and in turn we've tried to be good to the Padres. We work Fan Fest for them. A lot of us are members of the Padres volunteer team. We'll be here for Shirts Off Their Back. The Padres also provide us with a media guest and a player guest for most of our in-season luncheons. As a matter of fact, both of you were media guests at the Padres luncheons this year.
Yes,
and you were a couple of our most popular, I must
say. Oh, no. Oh, come on, Steve.
They're the sweetest. They really are.
It's like just the nicest people in the world who all really, really, really care about the Padres and beyond that about this community, and that's such a big part of it as well.
It is our mission to provide the funding for every young person in San Diego County who wants to play baseball or softball. We want to make that possible. And so we hold fundraisers. We have social events. We do things throughout the year to raise monies for young people and for Little League and youth baseball, which most of us know is Pony League. So, and we were certainly proud of our most recent adventure for all of us when Sweetwater Valley went to the Little League World Series, and they comported themselves in such a, honestly, a mature way. It made all of us so proud of what we try to do and of the young people in San Diego.
No, they were really, really great kids, and I mean, you guys have supported so many teams over the years. I mean, the number each year, how many teams do you guys support each year? It's getting really, really high.
Actually, what we do is we support leagues.
Okay.
And the leagues can get sponsorship from the Padres simply by applying on our website, which is sandiegomadres.org. And we do screen the leagues, and they do have to be certain age groups. In Pony League, it would be the Broncos and lower, and in Little League, it would be the majors. Generally 13 or 14 years old, and then we give the monies to the league, and generally they use that to sponsor a team or two. Mm-hmm. So last year we sponsored 41 teams, three challenger teams. I mean, 41 leagues and three challenger leagues, and that represented a little under 500 teams.
Right, so. And the Challenger Leagues are the special needs. Those are such special events and special leagues. I mean, and if you've ever seen those fields, they're so neat, and those kids are just so awesome. So that's such a neat cause.
And also, the Challenger teams, we allot twice as much funding as we do for just regular teams.
Stevie Vigevino is the president of the San Diego Madres. The website, I just want to get it out there as many times as we can, sandiegomadres.org, where people can get more information, and they can sign up to join you. You mentioned the luncheons, which I have been lucky enough to be a part of a couple of times. What maybe some of the other things that people are signing up for when they can get involved?
To get involved with the Madres, by the way, you can go to our website, sandiegomadres.org, and there's an application there. There really are no requirements. It's nice if you're a baseball fan and a Padre fan. Our mission is to support youth baseball and softball in San Diego County. So that's what you're kind of signing up for with us. And our annual dues are just $25, which is a bargain. We put out a monthly newsletter, and we have 8 luncheons a year. So basically through the preseason and postseason.
Soon enough.
Too bad that this year we won't have. We've not been able to have postseason luncheons a couple of times because the Padres have been playing. But
that's the ideal situation.
That's the ideal situation.
That's why you guys are such great fans. You're here no matter what.
No matter what. One last thing I'd like to mention is we have a choir, and we started that choir maybe 10 years ago, and we're actually singing the national anthem tomorrow here in Petco Park. So we're pretty proud of our choir.
You should be. And so any member open to join the choir, their tryouts, how stringent of a situation is this year?
You don't even have to be able to carry a tune in a wet paper bag, honestly.
It's all about the camaraderie, right?
And I'm in it, so there's living proof.
I'm sure it'll sound beautiful tomorrow night. Looking forward to that national anthem. Please do check out the website, sandiegomadres.org. Such a great job fundraising for youth baseball and softball here in this community, and just hanging out with a bunch of awesome Padre fans. What could be bad? Stevie, really do appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
And hopefully you get some new signups after this.
Hopefully we do.
All right, that's
awesome.
Thank
you, guys.
All right, everybody, check out the website, sandiegomadres.org. We'll take a break when we come back into your questions and your comments on Twitter. At Evans Tire and Service Centers, buy 2 select tires and get 2 free with quality name brand tires in 16 convenient locations. Why shop anywhere else? Visit evanstire.com, home of the buy 2, get 2. Your questions, your comments when we return. Padres Social Hour presented by United.